Good morning and happy National 4-H Week. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are celebrating National 4-H Week across the U.S. this week, and of course, right here in Cass County. We thank everybody who came out and helped us kick off National 4-H Week at our 4-H Fall Fest this past Sunday, and we hope that as you travel around Cass County this week, you're enjoying some of the window displays that our 4-H clubs have put up in many local businesses. As we head into fall and our cool fall weather, we often look to the trees turning colors and sometimes forget about those evergreen trees that may not be losing their leaves this season but may still be dropping needles. Conifers do stay green all year but drop needles in the fall, just not all of them. Our ISU Extension and Outreach horticulturists answer some questions this week about evergreens, shedding light on what's natural and what needs attention as you look to manage the evergreens in your yard. If you have yellowing and needle loss on a pine tree in your yard, it's probably due to seasonal needle drop and not a cause for alarm. Deciduous trees, such as maples and ash, drop all of their leaves in the fall. Though it usually goes largely unnoticed, evergreens also lose a portion of their needles on a yearly basis. Seasonal needle drop on most evergreens occurs in the fall at the same time as most deciduous trees are losing their leaves. Needle loss is most noticeable on white pines. One half of the needles on white pines may drop in early fall. Seasonal needle drop also happens, but is less noticeable on spruces, firs, and other pines as they retain a higher percentage of their needles. Seasonal needle drop is uniformly distributed throughout the inner part of an evergreen. They shouldn't lose the tips of their branches, as it is the oldest needles that are shed. The needles will turn uniformly yellow or brown at all around the same time and drop to the ground. And again, this normal needle loss is not a cause for concern. Similarly, if you have several bands of holes around the trunk of your pine tree and you're wondering if it is a problem or if there is an infestation, the holes were likely created by sapsuckers, which are members of the woodpecker family. They damage trees by drilling holes in the trunk or large branches. Sapsucker damage is very distinctive as they drill uniform quarter-inch holes in distinct rows. In contrast, the holes created by insects or other pests are random. Sap that flows from these wounds is eaten by the sapsuckers. They also feed on insects such as ants, beetles, and wasps, which are attracted to the sap. The damage caused by sapsuckers is usually not serious. However, sapsuckers can destroy trees if they drill several rows of holes all around the tree within a small area, as these bands of holes will effectively girdle the trunk. If you are starting to see sapsucker holes around your tree trunk and want to discourage additional damage to the trees, home gardeners can wrap a piece of burlap around the damaged area to discourage this behavior. Another option would be to spread a sticky substance such as tanglefoot around the affected area. Trees most commonly attacked by sapsuckers include apple, crabapple, sugar maple, mountain ash, birch, and pine. We also get a lot of questions this time of year about scotch pine. If you have a scotch pine that has turned brown and died over the summer, you are likely looking at pine wilt. Infected trees turn brown and die within a few months. Pine wilt mainly attacks Scotch pines, however, it may also infect Austrian, red, and other non-native pines. Pine wilt is caused by the pine wood nematode, which is a microscopic worm that clogs the water-conducting vessels of the pine tree, causing the tree to wilt and die. It is spread from the trees to tree by pine sawyer beetles. Infected dying trees are often attacked by secondary bark beetles, which leave small holes in the trunk and carry a fungus that causes blue staining of the wood, often visible as radial blue wedges when the trunk is cut in cross-section. Once you have pine wilt, it cannot be controlled with chemical treatments. Dead trees should be removed during the winter months when the pine sawyer beetles are inactive. Dead trees should be promptly removed, chipped, burned, or buried to reduce the risk of beetles spreading the disease to healthy trees nearby. And finally, as we get into the harvest season, I want to remind folks of a resource for Iowa farmers and any Iowans. This has been a stressful year for Iowans, but especially many Iowa farmers. Between crop prices, trade dispute, and our seasonal weather as well, there's many farmers worried about what the future will bring. According to Alejandro Plastina, assistant professor and extension economist from ISU, many farmers are concerned about how long low prices will last and if there's something on the horizon with upward potential for farm income. Uncertainty regarding trade agreements has also created problems within the farm economy. And as farmers confront these conditions head-on, we want to remind them there are resources available through ISU Extension and Outreach to navigate questions about profitability and about the well-being of themselves and their families. The Iowa Concern Hotline is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week free, confidential resource for anyone with concerns or questions about farm finances, crisis and disaster response, personal health issues, and well-being. Through this hotline, access is also available to an attorney to provide legal information. When someone calls the toll-free Iowa Concern Hotline at 800-447-1985, trained specialists provide immediate support to either answer questions or directly get the caller in touch with experts who can provide additional information. If someone calls who is dealing with stress, the first thing that will happen is they will work with that person on that issue and provide immediate stress counseling, and then try to provide access to the individual assistance that each person needs. Again, this toll-free Iowa Concern Hotline is 800-447-1985. The Iowa Concern Hotline information can also be found on the ISU Extension website. For more access to all of the resources of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, both locally and across the state, you can check out ISU Extension online on Facebook or on the web. Give your local Cass County Extension office a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by 805 West 10th Street here in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.